Let me ask you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the 46th Psalm. Some of you are here today. Most of you have found Jesus. Some of you haven't. You're still looking. You can find him today if you like. But some of you are here who have found the Lord and you're still having trouble. You wonder about that. Someone told you that the day that you met Jesus, that all of your troubles would come to an end. You met Jesus, and all of a sudden you found out what trouble really is. It's not him, but you became the object of the devil's wrath. Jesus said that when the sower went forth to sow the word, that Satan came immediately to steal the word. And the word of God that's been sown in your heart, beloved, the devil would love to steal and snatch away from you. He'd love to snatch the joy that Jesus has put in your heart. He would love to snatch the peace that's come into your life. He would love to snatch the love that God's caused to dwell within you. And the way he does that is with trouble, with afflictions, and with persecutions, and with difficulties. And the 46th Psalm is written by a man who knew about those kinds of things. And this is his cry. And it ought to be yours. Now, I'm not going to ask you to read it with me this morning. I'm going to ask you to follow along because I think I want to comment on it as I share it. God is our refuge and strength. Who is our refuge and strength? God is. Not man and not good circumstances. God is the place where we hide when we need a hiding place, and he's the one in whom we find strength. A very present help in trouble. When you're in trouble, who do you need to look for? God. He's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. No matter what happens, if the whole earth would blow up, and the mountains be carried and dropped into the sea, if that kind of an awesome event should happen, and the worst catastrophe that you can think of, the psalmist said, I will not fear, even though the very worst thing that I can imagine happens to me. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, it makes no difference what it looks like. It makes no difference to me what it sounds like. The circumstances of this life are of no concern to me because I've got a place that I can run and hide when I need it. I've got one in whom I can find strength, and I know God is a very present help to me whenever I'm in trouble. Therefore, I refuse to be afraid. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Where is the dwelling place of God? Where does God dwell? In us. Say that. In us. Say this. God lives in me.
God lives in me.
I am the dwelling place of God.
I am the dwelling place of God.
God makes his habitation in me.
God makes his habitation in me.
I am the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. I am the city of God where he dwells.
I am the city of God where he dwells.
Now let me read it again. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Hallelujah. The streams of the river that comes from God. It's a river of life. It's the river of his Spirit. And as his Spirit flows in us, it makes us glad. We're the holy place of the tabernacle. The tabernacle is a dwelling place of the Most High. God gives a flow of His Holy Spirit that will make you glad no matter what your trouble. God's Holy Spirit will flow in you and through you and make you glad no matter what the circumstances of this life and how catastrophic they may be. There's nothing that can do you in, and there's nothing that can stop the flow of the stream of God's river. Now get a hold of that. If you're one of those that are in trouble today, God's given you an answer. Now listen to it and receive it into your spirit. God is in the midst of her. Who? The city of God. Who's that? Me. God's in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Bless God, I'm standing on His promise. Excuse me, microphone. And I'm not being moved. I'm not going, God's in the midst of me, and I'm not moving off of the promise that He made to me, no matter what it looks like. God shall help her, and that right early. That means promptly, God will bring His help. You see, not way into the distant future, not when I die and get to heaven, but early, right now, He'll give me the help that I need. And if you're needing help today, just open your heart and just let the Lord minister His grace to you. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. But He uttered His voice and the earth melted. I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how loud the world rages. It doesn't matter the noise that they make. It doesn't matter what they think they're going to do. Their kingdoms can move, but when God's voice speaks, the whole thing melts. And it just doesn't make any difference anymore. And that's good news, beloved. Get a hold of that. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And when you see that word Selah, that means stop right there just a moment, meditate on that and think on that and let that truth sink down in your spirit. And don't keep reading, just meditate on that, think on that a while. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. You see, what the psalmist is saying here is that even if a great army come against you, now you may feel like an army's coming against you, but it's not as bad as you think it is. The psalmist said, even if the army would come in its chariots and with its bows and its spears, that God will make that war to cease, and He'll take the instruments that the enemy means to destroy you with, and He'll break them and destroy them. Be still and know that I am God. Now we're going to talk a little later this morning, God giving liberty, about this business of being still. Now let me read that a little differently. I'm going to interpret this according to Rock Hill, all right? Be still and know that I am God. Shut up and know that I am the Lord God. Quit your moaning and quit your belly aching and quit your complaining and know that I am God and I'm in the midst of you. And you've got no reason to complain and you've got no reason to be concerned. The only thing I want you to do is know who I am. I will be exalted among the heathen. Even the unbelievers and the ungodly are going to know who I am. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Let us pray. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life,
and few there be that find it. If we're going to walk with the Lord, we're going to have to walk in the straight gate, and we're going to walk the narrow way. Now, the narrow way is not always the most pleasant path, but it's the only path that you can walk if you want to walk with the Lord. God's given me this instruction. He told me the same word, gave me the same words that he gave Timothy through the Apostle Paul. And it came to Timothy like this: I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. How would you like to have that spoken to you? I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. In other words, I'm about to tell you something you better take note of, because Jesus is going to judge the living and the dead one day. And in another passage, turn me down just a little bit, Jack. In another passage, there is this instruction in James 3:1. My brethren, be not many masters. The margin of my Bible quotes the RSV, and it says, be not many teachers or instructors, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation or the greater judgment. Don't too many of us become instructors, because we come under a stricter judgment by God. And so if you think that what I do from time to time is fun, for most of the time it's very much fun, but sometimes I have to declare some word that is not particularly fun for me. But I'm under a charge. I'm under a commission. And I'm not unmindful of the warning in Scripture to be not many instructors or teachers, knowing that God will judge me for my stewardship over whether I have properly handled the Word of God. The prophetic word has come forth this morning that it's the Word of God that's going forth in this place, and it's only the Word that we're going to be able to stand on. If you're not getting the Word, if you're not standing on it, you're not going to be able to stand. I don't care how tough you are. Now, I'll give you the Word, whether it's pleasant or not, because God's spoken to my heart and said, preach the Word. Don't preach what you think, but preach what I said. Now, everything that's in here does not tickle our ears. Some of it tickles our ears real good, but some of it doesn't tickle our ears. Some of it is the other edge of the sword, which separates that which is spiritual from that which is flesh and that which is carnal. And sometimes when the Word comes to us, it cuts. Sometimes even we bleed. But I have a charge from God that says, preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. In other words, preach it when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. To preach the Word when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, preach the Word when the people want to hear it and when they don't. In season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. I want you to know that if you're going to preach the Word of God, you will need all long suffering. You will need very much patience, because the Word does a work in people's lives and in people's hearts, and you need much long suffering. Those of you who desire to be teachers and instructors in the Word of God, you need to be praying not only for revelation, you need to be praying also for long suffering. You'll never teach and preach the Word of God unless you have that. For the time will come, this is why you need long suffering. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. See, there's doctrine that's sound and there's doctrine that's unsound. You can get both kinds. The people will not endure sound doctrine. There was coming a time, Paul said, after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. When you hear the Word preached, and when you preach the Word of God is what hedges up our path for us. It's the Word of God that puts the boundaries on this straight and narrow path. Without the Word of God, the path is wide And without God's word, you can live over here or you can live over there. You can live out here and you can live out there. And nobody knows the difference except God. But that path will lead you to destruction. The word of God puts a boundary. It's like a curb, a wall down the sides of the path. And Jesus said that the path that leads to life is the one that is straight and it's the one that's narrow. It's the one that's hedged up on both sides by the word of God. Whether you like it or whether I like it or not, it's God's word that hedges up the path and keeps us on that narrow way. Now you pray that God's word continues to come from this pulpit. You pray that God's word continues to come from our teachers. You pray that God's word continues to be fed into your spirits because it's the only thing that will keep you on that narrow path. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. And so much for the word of the Lord for that particular moment there. In your Bibles, please, to the book of the Psalms, number 46. We've had a change in plans. And I'm going to paraphrase the invitation of the Lord. He said to come. If you're in need this morning, if you need help this morning, if you need a hiding place, if you need comfort today, if you need peace today, if you need a touch from God today, if your heart's crying out and you have a need in your life, I want you to step out from where you are, step out from your seat, and step out in the aisle and just come down front. I want you just to step out where you are and come forward as an act of your faith to say, Lord, I heard your voice. I heard you speak to me, Father, by the Spirit. And I come now to receive from you. Lord, I need your help today. I need a refuge. I need some strength. I need your help. I'm in trouble and I've got a need. I want you to bring your Bibles with you. Bring your Bibles with you. Bring your Bibles with you and open them to the 46th Psalm. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God our Savior. Glory be to God Almighty. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Open your Bibles to the 46th Psalm. Shundamaku Shibatana. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. Anyone else, come now. If you're going to come, we're going to minister to all of you folks at the same time through the Word of God. If you want to believe God for some help in your life, come now, regardless of what it is. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you come now. Come right now. If you don't know the Lord, come now. If you're hurting physically, come now. If you're bound up, if you have thoughts that are troubling you, you come now. You get down here where the Spirit of the Lord is going to minister to you. Now, you heard what he said. Now, what did the Lord say? He said that he would not withhold anything, didn't he? Did you hear him say that? Do you believe that you heard the word of the Lord? Amen. That he would not withhold anything from you. That he loves you and he cares for you. Not for me and not for that person up. He cares for you. He cares for you personally, deeply and intimately. And there's not anything that you want him to do for you that he won't do for you. Nothing. Now you expect to receive what it is that you want from God. You expect it. You expect it. If you don't expect it, you're not going to get it. See? If you don't expect God to move on your behalf, you're standing in the wrong place. You might as well stay where you are. Believe that God is going to do what he said he would. He said, if you'll come, I'll help you. He said, if you'll come, I'll touch you. He said, if you'll come, I will give you strength that you need. I'll comfort you. I'll give you a place to hide if everybody's coming against you. I will help you if you'll come. Now you expect God to do this. Now open your Bibles to Psalm 46. And I want you to read this word. Just you who are standing here. Now in the congregation, you follow along with us, but don't read out loud. Down here, I want you to read the 46th Psalm with me. I want you to read it loud enough that you can hear yourself read it. I want you to speak the words loud enough that you can hear yourself. If that person next to you is reading real loud, then you read louder. You must hear yourself read this word. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That your ears, listen to me just a moment. Who do you enjoy hearing talk most? Yourself. Who do you believe the most? Yourself. Now you must hear yourself read. When you read this word aloud, it will do more for you than when you listen to me read it. Now it's beneficial when I read it to you, but when you read it, it will be even more powerful. More faith will come. And that's why I say you must read it loud enough to hear yourself read it. All right? Read now, beginning verse 1. We'll read the entire psalm. We're going to read it slow enough that you can meditate on it as we're reading. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Now I want you to place your hand on that word. And I want you to close your eyes. Just put your hand on that word. And I want you to release your faith. Now close your eyes. And I want you to make this declaration in prayer after me. Dear Father, your word is truth and life.
Your word is truth and life.
I believe what you said.
I believe what you said.
I will not be afraid.
I will not be afraid.
Doesn't matter what the circumstances.
Doesn't matter what the circumstances.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Though the whole earth should come against me.
Though the whole earth should come against me.
And everything fall apart.
And everything fall apart.
I will be still.
I will be still.
And know that you're God.
And know that you're God.
I know that you're my refuge.
I know that you're my refuge.
I know you're my strength.
I know you're my strength.
And I know you're my help in this time of trouble.
I know you're my help in this time of trouble.
I put my confidence in you.
I put my confidence in you.
I release my problem to you.
I release my problem to you.
And I allow the river of your spirit.
And I allow the river of your spirit
to flow over me and through me.
To flow over me and through me.
And to make me glad.
And to make me glad.
In the name of Jesus, I declare it.
In the name of Jesus, I declare it.
And for his glory do I thank you.
And for his glory do I thank
and
you.
And praise you with my mouth.
And praise you with my mouth.
Now I want you to lift your hands and just begin to magnify the Lord. And his word. And healed them. That's the highest and best way to receive from God. Do you know why it's the best? It's because you don't need your pastor when you have a need. It's because you don't need your elder, see, when you have a need. It's because you don't need the whole church gathered together when you have a need. When you have a need, you have the Word of God, and you and the Word are sufficient, you see? And you get your needs met right then, and so you don't walk around in your hole for a week until you can get to church. You get it right from the Word. And more than that, you can show someone else how to give it. or how to get it, I mean. See, you can give it to somebody else. You've got it. You have the capacity within you to give it to somebody else. He sent His word and healed them. That's the way God wants us to receive. He wants us to hear His word, this word and the prophetic word. And God's spoken to us and said, now, all right, whatever it is that you need, I'll be that to you. If you need healing, I'll be your healer. If you need peace, I'll be your peace. If you need joy, I'll be your joy. If you need deliverance, I'll be your deliverance. If you need love, I'll be your lover. Whatever it is you need, I'll be it. If you believe me for it, that's all you have to do is believe me for it. Now, let me tell you something about those of you who may not receive today. It's only because you don't believe. They may say, well, now that's hard, Pastor. You shouldn't talk like that. You'll make me feel bad. I'd rather you feel bad today and find out what's wrong so that tomorrow you'll feel right. Do you understand what I'm saying? I love you and God loves you and he's not going to pull a shell game on you, and neither am I. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. Jesus Christ, it's right on the back of your bulletin. Read it for yourself. I was about to say read it and weep. But I'm going to say, read it and rejoice. Amen. Be not afraid, only believe. For with God, all things are possible. Everything. All things are possible. I don't care what your wife told you. All things are possible with God. All things. All things. The devil would love to destroy you, but he can't do it unless you let him. So believe what it was you came down here for. Each of you had an individual and a private and a personal need. It's not necessary that anybody know about that except you and God. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And as surely as you have come here and reached out to the Lord and declared this word and believed it, as surely as God is God, it's done.
Amen.
Now believe it. Now just believe it. Just believe it and stand on it. And don't let it be stolen from you. Amen? All right, now let's see if we can get this going here. I think, how many of you know the song Only Believe? Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Sing it this way. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
All right, now this. Lord, I receive. I want you just to lift your Bible into the air. Just lift God's word high. Make it priority number one in your life. Because of this word, Lord, I receive.
Lord, I receive.